something that looks sort of like that, only has little legs on it?
A spider.
Okay. That's a real old-fashioned name to you?
Or? Yeah, that's an old-fashioned name. Uh-huh. You don't hear it anymore, but I used to hear it, you know. Mm-hmm.
And the big black thing that they'd have out in the yard to
that's a wash pot. Hmm? A wash pot.
Okay. Any other name for that? Or...
No, that's the only thing I've ever referred to as a wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What about something they'd use for boiling that
syrup?
Mm-hmm.
Was a kettle.
Now, is that a different thing?
That's different. A kettle was, I think they maybe held something like 75 or 80 gallons or maybe 100 gallons of syrup when they were cooking it. And they referred to that as a sugar kettle.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a lot... A wash pot is a lot smaller than that, you know. I don't know what a wash pot held, and of course, they were in different sizes, too.
Mm-hmm. And, say if you were cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them
in a vase.
Okay. And, what if you wanted to plant some flowers to grow in the house? What would you call that, a vase, or...?
In a flower pot, you mean?
Okay.
You're talking about growing them in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grow them in a flower pot instead of in a vase.
Okay. And the things that, say, if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a plate and then a
napkin.
Or to eat with, they'd get a
knife, a fork, a spoon.
Okay. And say if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to give everyone, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
Okay. And say if the dishes were dirty and you need clean dishes, you just say I have to...
Wash the dishes.
Okay, and the cloth or rag that you'd use?
The dishcloth.
Okay, and when you were drying the dishes?
With the dishcloth. Dish towel.
Mm-hmm. And you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water?
Rinse them.
Okay, so you say she...
Rinsed the dishes.
Okay, or you say after she washes them, then she...
Rinses.
Okay. And the...
That's old, too. You use dishwashers now.
What about the cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
The washcloth.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
The wash rag. I guess that's what you refer to.
And then you dry yourself off with the...
Towel.
And say if you wanted to turn on the water at the sink, you'd turn on the
faucet.
And what about something outside, say that you could hook your hose up to?
A spigot.
Okay. And what about something that large container for water, something that they
like
might
like a wash tub.
Or something that what did flour used to come in?
Well, I guess it was in barrels. Is that what you're talking about? A water barrel?
Something like a water barrel.
I've never seen a water barrel.
Well, it's on... What I'm getting at is that on something like a container, like a water barrel or something, a portable water container, the thing that you could turn to get the water out, would you call that...
A tap? You mean on the side of a barrel?
Okay, you wouldn't call that spigot or faucet or...
Yeah, I'd call it spigot.
Okay.
Spigot or tap.
Okay. And did you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand of lard? Did you ever hear that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A stand of lard. I've never heard of a stand of molasses, I don't believe. But a stand of, what I thought of as being a stand of lard was, I believe, a 5-gallon can.
Mm-hmm. And you never heard of molasses?
Not in a stand.